Now, did you ever remember when they'd have like a three-piece suit? You know, it would have a coat and pants, and then sometimes it'd have something else with it for a man.
No, I didn't know nothing but just a suit and a coat, overcoat.
You ever remember a vest?
Well, that's right, they have vests.
Sometime back in...
They have vests with them.
Now, if a man had on sort of tight pants and he put stuffed a whole lot of things in the pockets, you'd say it made his pockets...
They used to call them, what would they used to call them? Pig pants. You used to call them pig pants. Ain't that what they called? You used to call them pants that stick out there with pig pants.
And you'd say that his pockets, instead of saying sticking out, would you ever say they were bulging out? Sometimes you'd say if you put a lot of things in his pocket, it'd make his pockets.
Well, I just say his pants stick out. That's what I always said.
Now, what about if something was... made out of material that wasn't samphorized or something, and you washed it in hot water, and so it got smaller.
I said drawn up.
Did you ever have much trouble with things shrinking?
Sometimes I did.
Now, what would you do with them if they'd?
Well, sometimes they ain't swung too much. Just go on and use them.
Now, if you were talking about a woman or a girl who likes to look in the mirror all the time and fix up, you say, boy, she really likes to...
So what would I say?
What would you say? You'd say, boy, she really likes to...
Well, I say she likes to look pretty.
Did you ever say primp? Did you ever use the
sometime
word?
Sometimes I say she likes to primp.
Yeah. And now if a woman likes to wear like fancy clothes and parade around, sometimes you say she likes to...
Look nice, look pretty. Clothes fit her nice.
Did you ever say she likes to doll up or dress up? Or?
Sometime I do.
What would you call a little leather container with a clasp on it, like to put coins in?
Put what in?
Coins? Put coins, to put, change and money in.
What I would call a what?
The little leather container that's got a clasp on it, you know, and people would put their...
Drop money. What would I call it? I ain't had to do it. I don't know what I would call it.
Purse?
I guess I would call it a purse or something like that.
And what would they call something like this that they wear for ornament?
A bracelet.
And what about around their necks? What would they... wear for ornament?
Well, a lot of times I call it a necklace, sometimes beads.
Beads, yeah, sometimes. Well, what would men wear to hold their pants up?
Galleys.
See? And what about to hold over your head when it rains? What would you have?
Amarea.
Now, like, when you'd be making up a bed, sort of in the old days, what would they have in the old days? What would they call the last thing they put on the bed, the kind of fancy top cover?
Well, a lot of time we call them quilts. When we come along, we use them quilts. Call them quilts.
Well, now, something like what we call a bedspread, like you've got on that bed, that's a pretty one. What would they have called that in the early days?
We didn't call it a bedspread, we called it a... What we call them when we come along, them people?
Did you ever hear it called a counterpin? Counterpin?
Actually, it was a counterpin.
That's what they said. And now, like at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a...
on a bolster.
Now, how would that be different from a...
It's a long...